Hi, this is Barry Friedman, continuing my series of interviews with men who have done the New Warrior Training Adventure, and today we're speaking with a man who's risen to the top of the ranks of this organization as a leader and a world leader in the Mankind Project, Les Sinclair. Les, can you talk a little bit about your history?
I used to be a television producer, produced the Merv Griffin Show.
Oh.
And I had my own production company, which... called Clear Light Productions, and I did some specials for ABC and NBC. And anyway, I had a pretty good career in the television world. Then I was involved with some businesses. We had a product called Thighmaster with Suzanne Summers.
Oh, yeah.
That was my company that did that. So.
Les, when did you do your weekend?
So I was initiated in 91, co-lead in 93, and then a full lead in 95.
That's a lot of trainings between 91 and 93, isn't it?
Well, I've done a lot. I did a lot. I was like a junkie, you know.
Isn't that something?
I was an enrollment machine.
Yeah.
I'd always have like four or five guys at a training. You know?
Oh, what a blessing. So when you were first brought up to do the weekend, when it first came up to you, did you have any objections or concerns about doing it?
No. None at all.
Yeah.
None at all. I was ready for it. I was going through a divorce. My children, my two girls, were living with a mother up in Washington State. I was a little bit like a wounded bird, you know. I wonder what happened to me. So, but no, I was ripe for it.
Where'd you hear about it?
Well, I heard about it from two people, a man that was sharing our office space when I had the production company, Richard Gunther, and he was a pretty nice guy, but always grumpy. He was a very, very wealthy guy, made a lot of money in commercial real estate, and he was, you know, always a bit grumpy and stuff, but he came in one morning and he was, like, transformed, you know, he's like, and I said, what happened to you? And he said, I did this great men's training. I said, oh, really? Tell me about it. He told me a little bit about it.
Yeah.
And then a friend of mine also was Ralph Blum, the Rune, you know, the author of The Rune.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
And I called Ralph and I said, because he was on that same weekend as Richard. And I said, you know, tell me about it. He said, just do it.
Yeah.
And I said, what's the food like? Adequate.
Adequate, right.
What's the accommodations like? Adequate. He
yeah.
said, just do it. So I just did it. And I had to wait like a couple of months before I could do the next training, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, it was amazing to me. I loved it. It was a real wake-up for me.
Approximately how many men have you introduced to the project, and what's been their reaction overall?
Well, lifelong friends have come out of it. I don't know the count,
yeah.
Barry. I would say at least 100.
Yeah.
At least 100 in some way. I mean, probably 20 personal friends. But from meeting other people and running into them that were recommended to, that they called me. I mean, I don't have 100, you know, male friends that
I
went
you.
To exact, you know. But I'm pretty good at getting men to, you know, to be interested in what we're up to.
So I know you are in an I group in Las Vegas, right?
Yeah, we call ourselves the Ka-Ching Kings.
The last thing for this. Piece I'm going to put together is maybe you can sum up in words how your life has changed since you did your weekend. It sounds like it's been a journey, though.
Well, I would say that the main thing is I believe that the New Warrior Training is in the initiation. Is that what does initiation mean? It means to start something, and it started me to be real about who I am as a man. And to you know, to live my life in integrity as best I can, and be accountable for the choices that I make, and it's helped me to realize that that you know, life is a series of choices.
Yeah.
I don't think we teach that enough. I certainly do when I go to a weekend. I teach, you know, conscious choice.
Mm-hmm.
That's what my leadership style is about, is getting men to wake up and saying you're always a choice, and the choices that you've made throughout your life up until this moment. This is your creation. You created this. That's how powerful the mind is. And, so we're always a choice, and you can choose to do something or choose not to do it. You can choose, you know, to take the high road or take the low road. It's about being a conscious man on the planet, is knowing that we are powerful with our thoughts, and thoughts create actions, and the actions manifest what we bring into our lives.
Mm. Yeah, man. Amen.
Men will spend money on cigarettes and drink and cars and stuff, but they won't spend it. They don't seem to give themselves permission to spend it on their own personal growth.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, I don't know if it's a societal thing, but, we don't go to the doctor as often as women do. Women seem to take care of themselves better. I'm using generalizations here, of course.
I hear you, yeah.
Men will spend money, because when I say, well, it's $650 to do mm-hmm. the warrior training. Oh, that's a lot of money.
Oh.
Well, then I say to them, well, how much do you spend on, you know, drinks and going out to sports bars or,
yeah.
you know, on entertainment? Yeah. Well, surely they spend more than that in a year, you know, thousands probably.
Maybe
but
in a month.
They don't want to spend
yeah.
on their personal growth.
My goal on this project is just to let folks who happen by the website, either by referral or just finding it, giving them something to get a little more peek inside of, you know, who the men are on the inside over the course of three months. So,
you know what it really, it just occurred to me, what it really did to me, the benefits that I got. I am so close to my two girls, my two daughters. Emily is an award, she's an Emmy award-winning TV producer.
Oh.
And very close to her. She's wonderful. She's some woman within, and she did the Next Step training when I was doing that. And she's a conscious woman. She's 32, and my other daughter's 29. And I'm just so close to my girls. They're my daughters, but they're also my sort of friends, and they confide in me. And I've got a wonderful relationship with them.
Man, that says more than anything we've talked about so far.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think so, too.
Thank you so much, Les.
Okay, bro.
Well, good man. Hey, take care of yourself, Les. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.